I want to pray a prayer for you, and then I want to pray a prayer with you and have you reflect on the prayer. Father, we realize that none of us are perfect. We all have areas in our lives that are unhealthy and out of balance. And some of these areas, Lord, are so painful that we can hardly even stand to think about them. And I know, Lord, that there are people here today who struggle with shame and guilt and secrets and depression and low self-esteem. I know, Lord, that there are others here that maybe it's in a marriage that's just stuck in a rut or grown cold, maybe even dying. Maybe they're even separated. I don't know. There are many people here struggling with a habit. I know. I'm one of them. Secret sin. I hope I revealed all my secret sins, but I mind if I have one, Lord, help me get rid of it. A hurt, a fear, being out of control, the fear of maybe losing their mind and feel like they're going crazy. I've been in situations like that where just things that just... Give them the courage, Lord, to take the first step to the health and help them right now, Lord, through the healing choices, life's healing choices through the Beatitudes. I'm going to pray this prayer, but I want you to think in your own mind and pray it with me in your own mind. And if you can agree with this prayer, then claim it for your own. Pray and hear God speak to you this morning. Dear God, I want to take the first step to getting healthy again today. I realize that I'm not God, but I've often acted like I was. I tried to control things. I'm sorry, Lord. I've done things that you told me not to do. And I've done things that you told me to do. I don't want to go run away anymore, Lord. Today I want to be poor in spirit. But first, humbly I admit that I need your help. I don't want to hide my hurts or my sins anymore. I know that I'm helpless to control my tendencies to do wrong things that are unhealthy for me. And I ask you, Lord, to take the pieces of my unmanageable life and begin the process of putting it back together. And I'm asking for help. Even more than that, Lord, I'm asking you to give me the courage to accept help from others. I don't want to just be forgiven. I want to be healed. I want to get this stuff behind me, and that the rest of my life can be the best part of my life. I know that Satan's going to throw all kinds of fears in these next 8 weeks, but help me to stick with and to change me. And I pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.